Text numéro 127. Who's paying for Britain's disastrous mini-budget? The British economy has spiralled into chaos. The UK government's £45 billion package of tax cuts has resulted in the pound sinking and interest rates rising. Many families are stressed about homelessness and illnesses caused by food poverty and cold homes. Economic policies that increase inequality and make the bulk of the population poorer have grave consequences for health and well-being. This is true not just for the lowest earners, but for most of the population, including middle-class families. Currently, housing has become more expensive while wages are falling. The costs of expensive mortgages are passed on to both homeowners and renters in the form of higher mortgage payments and higher rents. Almost 2.5 million people are struggling to pay their rent, an increase of 45% since April 2022. The stress of knowing that even working 50 hours a week won't bring in enough money to cover the bills is linked to heart attacks, strokes, cancer, depression, and reduced life expectancy. Then there is the problem of fruit, vegetables, wheat, rice, pasta, and protein sources that will grow more expensive. The UK imports more than 50% of its food. So as the pound falls against other currencies, the price of food will increase even further. Low-income households will be forced to buy the cheapest, ultra-processed products, detrimental to health. Not having enough fruit, vegetables, and protein in a diet is a risk factor for conditions such as obesity, diabetes, hypertension, and cancer. Child hunger has also been increasing in Britain. More expensive fuel also has dangerous consequences for people's health. In the UK, 53 million people are projected to face fuel poverty by January 2023, forcing families to live in cold and damp homes. Many will become ill as a result. Doctors expect to see a rise in hospital admissions for breathing difficulties over the winter and many children missing school. This tsunami of interrelated health issues adds to the burden on the health system. A sick society results in sick people, and those sick people show up in hospitals needing care. The NHS is already at breaking point and unable to provide the quality and volume of care needed. This will only become worse in the current economic climate. The government's mini-budget is disastrous for the health of the British public. We can debate whether Prime Minister Liz Truss is incompetent for not anticipating the market's reaction, cruel in not caring what this does to the well-being of the population, or corrupt in helping the super-rich profit. But in the end, we're all poorer in Britain today compared with a decade ago. The effects will be felt not just in our bank balances, but also in our body and mind health. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2022.